Welcome to your Realtor Success Channel in Northwest Florida with your host, Tim Whittemore with the Whittemore Group. If you're a new agent or a seasoned agent looking to better yourself and your career, and or looking into the opportunities of being an agent with LPT Realty, look no further. Tim breaks down the things you need to know without all the hype and fluff, so stick around.
Mastering real estate scripts. Are you a newer agent or brand new agent and you're wondering, how do I get these scripts to work for me? Well, you're in the right place. In this video, we're going to talk about mastering scripts and the key things that you're going to need to know in order to sound like a professional and do so in very quick time. So stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Tim Whittemore here with the Whittemore Group at LPT Realty. If this is your first time to our channel, we do tons and tons of videos about everything you need to know about real estate. Whether you're a brand new agent, a wannabe agent, or maybe you've been seasoned and stuck around for a while. In these videos on this channel, what we're gonna do is try to get you from where you are now to the best that you can possibly be. If this is your first time to our channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, click that little bell so you're notified every single time that we have a new video coming out. Now, they say that you are the sum of three voices that you listen to. Let me be one of those voices to help you get to the next stage of your career. All right, so let's get into it. Let's talk about mastering scripts. Right? So there's one thing that most agents don't do in this industry, and it's kind of crazy to me, but the thing that no one does is practice. They don't practice their scripts. My goodness. Most of the time people, when they get into a brokerage or they get into a team, they get a list of different scripts that they have, and more power to them, I love this, but they'll just get a list of those numbers who they're gonna call and they just start dialing and they have never got these words out of their mouth, right? And then they just start talking to people when it could be tens of thousands of dollars on the other line. Why wouldn't you take that little extra time to practice these scripts to get them out so it comes out naturally? And when you kind of freak out, which is sure to happen, I mean, even I still do that in today, that you're just gonna default to whatever that you've done in the past, right? It makes sense. Most agents do not take the time to practice, and this is how you can become better than them, okay? So first thing is to practice. So let's kind of go through. We're talking about mastering scripts. Tim, how do I get these darn things? Well, basically what I want you to do is find out first who you want to prospect. Could be anything. Do you want to do for sale by owners? Do you want to do expireds? Do you want to go for rents or rent by owners or renters? Do you want to try to get listings from, you know, pre-foreclosures? It really doesn't matter. Maybe scripts even for your SOI. Maybe you got a big thing of SOI, big old list of people. You grew up in the area that you're going to do real estate. You got a lot of people that know, like, and trust you, and you want to do that. That is fine. Get and pick out one thing at a time. Then, next part, number two, is to get a script for it, okay? So get with your brokerage. They probably have it. Or go online. Quite honestly, there's a lot of coaching programs out there. The Tom Ferries, you know, those big coaching programs. They'll have free scripts out there if you just sign up to be on their mailing list. Or really just look up free scripts or scripts for SOI, whatever it is that you're looking for. I can almost guarantee that it's on there. I don't know, Tim, is this the best script for me? Honestly, anything that you follow that gets the point across is going to be fine. Remember, scripts, I want to tell you, is they're just simply a guide. They're simply a guide to get you where you want to go, which is to direct the question to ask for the sale, right? That's it. So, once you get those scripts, number three, oh man, you probably guessed it. Practice. Please practice these things. Find an agent, find your spouse, find a friend, talk to your dog. That's probably not as good. But you know, whatever it is, and get these words out of your mouth, even if it's by yourself. Do these practices. Okay, so we're talking about tips and tricks once you have the scripts, right? So there's a couple of things that I want you to pay attention to. So there are five different things that are gonna help you with mastering these scripts. Now, the first thing is how we speak to people. So I want you to really think about it. How do we communicate as human beings? How do we communicate with other human beings, right? Like, what are those things? Well, you have body language, right? Could be your face, you know, the way that you're saying them. You know, I'm from the Northeast, so we all like talk with our hands. It's different things. We use body language. There's other two main components as well. The other one's tonality, how we say things. Woo! or how we say things, right? It's gonna be a big portion of what you're trying to convey. And last but not least are the words that we're actually saying. So I want you to think to yourself and go, okay, so out of those three things, what is the biggest point? Like, what are the ones that really have the biggest impact? I've asked this question over the years to many agents and coaching clients that I've had, and they all like, it's gotta be the words that you say. No, it is not. Let me give you the statistics. And depending upon what study you go with, it may be one side than the other, but body language by far is the biggest way that we communicate with other human beings, okay? Depending on the study, it's anywhere between 55 to 70% of our total communication. That's nuts, isn't it? That's a lot, all right? So body language. So we don't have that when we're on the phone, right? We don't. So now we're stuck with the other portion is the words we say and how we say them. That's right, that's tonality. So tonality actually takes up somewhere, well, let's first ask the other question. We're like, no, it's gotta be the words. So what are the words? Like, how big does it matter exactly what we say? And to be honest with you guys, this is across all studies. It's around 7%, only 7%. Oh my God, only 7% is the words that we're saying. So that means tonality is upwards of 23% of the conversation. My goodness, that's insane. Yes, how we convey those and the tonality that we convey them across really makes the biggest difference. So if you're worried like, hey, I forgot to say this word, or it's not gonna be perfect, or it sounds like it's scripted, well, it is. How do we get around that? Well, the biggest part then is, first of all, don't worry about memorizing it completely. Forget about that, okay? Don't worry about memorizing it completely. Get the gist of it and say it with enthusiasm, okay? Say it with enthusiasm and true care for your client. That's really what's gonna help you master these scripts, okay? So next, you need to learn how to do trial closes. Does that sound good to you? Haha, gotcha. That's actually called a trial close. What a lot of the times happen as you're trying to convey a point, people that are working with you or just on the other line in this case, we have a tendency to be listening, but not actively listening, okay? I'm sure you've done this before in the past too, where you're thinking about something else while somebody else is speaking. That's called polyphasic thinking. How do you get around that? Is what we call trial closes. Does that sound good to you? Good enough? And it's all those things for them to stop doing what they're doing and actually listen because they have to respond. Does that sound good to you? Got you again. So yes, any of those things. Hey, does that make sense? Is that good for you? Use trial closes at the end of whatever point that you're trying to make to keep them engaged. If you continue just jawing, then they won't stop. Like, they'll just hang up on you most of the time if you're a cold caller. If it's your SOI and they hang up, that's gonna suck. But anyway, no, use those trial closes. So I'm gonna give you an example. Give them a call, ring, ring, ring. We'll just say it's an online lead. Let's do that, that'll be a little bit easier. Hi, is this John? Yeah, this is John. Hey, John. This is Tim with LPT Realty here in Destin, Florida. How are you doing today? I'm doing good, what's this about? Great, so I'm just giving you a call because I saw that you were on our website looking at properties on 123 Main Street. I was just wondering if you were just looking on the MLS for property or if you were curious about looking at off properties too. So I'm always asking them these different questions for them to engage. If I would have just said from the very beginning, hey, thanks for signing up on my website, I saw that you were looking at, they probably would have hung up. And obviously the tonality changed, right? So you want to continue to ask them questions, trial closes will make a big difference. Okay, keep going. Number three, know what information you want. Have a checklist. A lot of our agents and even our ISAs, they'll have a checklist of what information that we want to get from the client. Right? What information do we need to get? So if it's a buyer, where they're looking, right? How many beds, how many baths? Do they need a garage? Are they looking for a vacation condo? Because we have those here in Destin, you know? Are you looking for a certain investment? You know, they have this whole thing. The big thing that you want to know as well is what is their motivation? What is their timeline? You know, look into those things, but create a checklist. The more conversational that you can have with the client, the more time that you can get somebody to continue to talk versus you talking, you're building rapport. Yeah. It's crazy. The more active listening you can do, the more questions you can ask them, the more rapport you're building with that potential buyer or seller, right? So keep that in mind as you do that, but have a checklist to make sure you get back and know what questions to ask. And some of the conversations can last some time. So you'll want to know, like, did I ask all the questions I was supposed to? Okay. Next, number four is you want to understand personalities. One of our favorite ones here in the real estate industry is the DISC personality assessment. right? Our DISC is D, I, S, and C. And I won't bore you with the entirety of what this means, but every person conveys how they want information in different ways. So a D is a very dominant driver, bottom line oriented. Okay. You also have eyes that love to tell stories about everything. Like everything's a story. They're super hyped up. They're like the cheerleaders of the crowd, right? Very optimistic people. Okay. Your S's are more family oriented. They're more secure. They never want to make a decision right away. They want to make sure everybody is on the same page. They're very stable, but they are very much concerned. They'll rush into something. So they're very, very kind of cautious when they move into sales. And C's are your very analytical ones. People that would rather sit behind a computer than ever talk to you. But they have already done, they're very, very detail-oriented people. They probably already know the answers to the questions that they're asking you. They're just verifying that you know what you're talking about. But for them, they need the data. They're very data-driven. So if you know this and you can tell that over the phone, you can communicate in the language. Do they need all the data? Do they need the bottom line? Do they want stories? Do they want to be engaging? Or do they want to feel secure? And I'm going to tell you that most of the time, most of the US population, they're mostly high S personalities. So that's something to default to. And the last tip that I'm going to give you here for mastering real estate scripts is being consistent. Don't go out and say, I'm going to cold call for sale by owners and I'm going to do it one time and I didn't get anybody. It didn't work. Or maybe you do it three times a week. It didn't work. Or maybe you're doing it once a week and you do it for a month. So you only called four times and you're like, calling for sale by owners doesn't work. No. If you are going to do any type of scripting, practicing, cold calling, you have to do it by the numbers. Everything has to do with this one word. It's called consistency. I have a rule with my coaching clients, with my team members, is if you're going to try a new prospecting avenue, you have to try it for 3 months consistently before you can call it a dud. And sometimes it's not for you, or maybe it's just you haven't developed the skills in order to convert. But within that amount of time, with the amount of practice that you're doing daily and the amount of calls that you're making and how many contacts, meaning actual conversations with people you're having, that will make the biggest difference. So again, practice, consistency, do all these things and you can master these scripts and get out there and, you know, break the industry statistics and don't be somebody that fails out of this industry, be somebody that thrives. So that's all I have for mastering real estate scripts. If you have any questions about this, I love hearing from you guys. If you're on our video platforms, leave it in the comments below. If you're on podcasts or listening in any of the audio, feel free to reach out to us. You can find us on social media. You can give us a call, text, what have you. But other than that, that's all I have for you now. I'm Tim Whittemore with the Whittemore Group here with LPT Realty. And we'll see you in our next video. See ya.
That's all we have for today. To learn more about becoming a real estate agent and or LPT Realty, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check him out and subscribe to his YouTube channel, Your Realtor Success Channel in Northwest Florida. And make sure to follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. If you are thinking about joining LPT Realty on the Emerald Coast of Florida or anywhere in the United States, be sure to give them a call, text, or email because he has the tools to help you get to the next level of your career.